actions and next steps after the second meeting of Friends of the Earth International's Gender Justice Dismantling Patriarchy Working Group. Sam Castro, Friends of the Earth Australia, and Dipti Bhatnagar, Friends of the Earth Mozambique, members of Friends of the Earth International, talked with Real World Radio about the meeting and the future agenda of that group. The working group had a meeting outside San Cristóbal de las Casas, Chiapas State, Mexico, in the Alternados Alternative Environmental Center of Otros Mundos, Chiapas, Friends of the Earth, Mexico. This is the second meeting of the Gender Justice Dismantling Patriarchy Working Group after the first one held in Accra, capital of Ghana, in September 2017. Friends of the Earth International representatives of all regions and structures of the Environmental Federation participated. In an interview conducted by the facilitator of Friends of the Earth International's Gender Justice Dismantling Patriarchy Working Group, Celia Aldrich, Sam Castro and Dipti Bhatnagar shared with Real World Radio some of the highlights from the second meeting. Let's now listen to the interviews.
I'm here with Sam Castro from FO Australia and Dipti Bhatnagar from based at FO Mozambique, International Programme Coordinator for Climate Justice and Energy Programme. As we come to the end of our second working group meeting for gender justice and dismantling patriarchy, I'm Celia Aldridge. I'm doing this interview for Real World Radio. I want to thank you both for doing this interview with us today. So as we come to the end of this 4.5-day meeting, I can imagine that the week's been pretty intense, and we've done a couple of interviews with Real World Radio in the last couple of weeks to share a little bit about some of the objectives that we had and some of the political analysis that we had as we came into this meeting. And I was wondering whether you'd like to share some of the highlights of the discussions. Sam?
Wow, there were so many highlights, but I definitely think one of the most highest moments for me was the public event that we did, where there were women from Brazil, from Mexico, from Bangladesh, Bosnia, talking about our united, connected struggles, and to see the commonalities that we had and how we are actually all united, and how clear it is that we all want to achieve gender justice and we are all facing the same struggles. So there was something really special about hearing the stories from women all over the world and seeing that we're not alone, that we're actually together in this, and that we're united in our attempts to dismantle patriarchy and bring about gender justice. So that, to me, was really amazing. The stories were amazing and also incredibly painful and deep. But, yeah, to come out of that event and see the way that all of the women had a common purpose to bring together our struggles to bring about environmental justice and gender justice. So, yeah, that was definitely a highlight.
Dipti?
We've had some really incredible times here in the last few days. And, of course, we've been hosted by the amazing Otros Mundos, Friends of the Earth Mexico, in their Alternatus, in their Alternative Center, which is really a wonderful example of sustainable living. And we've been having really amazing sessions, and we've been talking about the theoretical concepts. We've been talking about gender justice. What is it? What is patriarchy? What is neocolonialism? So we actually worked very, very deeply on what's called a conceptual framework document, which is going to be something that us as the Gender Justice Group provide to the Federation to help us all increase our theoretical understanding of these issues. But then not just theoretical, because there's also lived experiences, there's testimonials in this document from women across the Federation to really make sure that we understand the concepts, but we also link it to lived experiences of women. So we've been doing this work, and we hope to bring it to the Friends of the Earth Federation very, very soon. And we've been also working on a strategy for feminism for system change. How are we going to build this work within the Friends of the Earth Federation? How are we going to dismantle patriarchy? Because we've said so clearly in our meeting that we cannot have system change without dismantling patriarchy, and we cannot have environmental justice without gender justice.
So super exciting to come together as a working group with representatives of the different regions of the Federation and our different international structures, and spend this time together, as you say, hosted by FO Mexico or Otros Mundos. And so I wonder, how are you feeling at the end of this week? Like, any reflections as we came to the end of the meeting?
I think there's something incredibly powerful that happens when women and some of the best men who are with us come together, and we actually create a space to talk about the kind of world that we want to live in, things that we want to change. So I think coming out of this week, I feel incredibly inspired and united and not alone. I think it's really important that women and, as I said, some of the best men around the world understand that we are not alone in our struggles. Sometimes it can feel very lonely when you're in your region or your country facing gender injustice and patriarchal forms of oppression. So, yeah, I think I feel really inspired, and I think that the message is very, very clear from the women and the men that were with us that we are not going to tolerate the kind of injustices that have been occurring, and that we understand very clearly if we're going to deal with the consequences of climate change, we need to really understand that there is no environmental justice without gender justice. And as Dipti was saying earlier, you cannot have system change that actually will lead us down a path to a brighter future without dismantling the oppressive systems of patriarchy. So I'm fired up and ready to go and really happy to take this back to the region and to my national group and my local group and see the work continue, because I think it's time and I think we're all ready to do it.
Yeah, it was really great when we did the evaluation and the closing circle today to just hear some of the reflections around and some of the feelings of hope and of solidarity and of group members feeling nurtured and inspired to move forward together with our federation, right? That was really great. And what about the next steps then for the working group and for gender justice dismantling patriarchy work in the federation, Dipti?
So our working group, our gender justice working group, was formed out of the BGM commitments, and we are responsible back to the Federation, and we also want to really bring this work to every corner of the Federation, so that to be a stronger movement, we really need to have gender justice at every level of Friends of the Earth, at the international level, at the regional level, at the national level, at the local levels. So the next step really is for our working group to bring this conceptual framework document to the Federation to deepen our theoretical understanding. We're going to be doing a mapping of, you know, what are the problems that our women face in the Federation and how can we start to chip away at that slowly. Myself, as an international program coordinator, we are very, very aware and very keen that we must bring gender justice angle into our campaigning work, into our everyday program work for all of the FOI programs. So we're really excited and we really want to move the Federation along with us, because we are stronger if all of us together are stronger and all of us, you know, move together with the same sort of drive to end gender injustice. So really the next step is to bring our documents and our strategies to the Federation, to bring all of us along so that we can really start to dismantle patriarchy.
Wow, so it's super exciting to hear about this fight for gender justice internally and our work and our strategies to fight for dismantling patriarchy externally and in our societies. I want to thank Sam and Dipti for the interview today, and look forward to being inspired by the next few weeks and months as we look towards our AGMs in the regions and to the BGM in Nigeria at the end of October, beginning of November. Thanks a lot.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.